And here's a few things we learned today. Black residents of Baltimore are more likely to be stopped even though police find more illegal guns and drugs on whites. And Baltimore police supervisors often issue explicitly discriminatory orders, like telling a shift to arrest all the, quote, black hoodies in a neighborhood. The Department of Justice report on Baltimore's police department was released today. Here's Baltimore's police commissioner Kevin Davis at a news conference.
Citizens can't be expected to respect an agency if the trust of that agency is breached. There are several instances in this report in which that fragile trust has been breached.
Kenneth Burns is a Metro reporter at WIPR in Baltimore. Kenny, pretty damning report.
Very much so, Robin. Just to put this in a little bit of perspective, officers recorded more than 300,000 pedestrian stops between 2010 and May of last year. And the DOJ report says that that number is likely higher because of underreporting. Furthermore, BPD, or Baltimore Police Department, made about half of those stops in two small, predominantly black districts that contain only 11% of the city's population. And there's also evidence, and they really didn't get into this during the news conference, but there's evidence that there's still some bias when it comes to sex assault investigations.
Yeah. We were reading in earlier reports that there was one man in Baltimore who had been stopped dozens of times over a very short period of time for nothing. I mean, absolutely no charges.
Yes, the man in his mid-50s stopped 30 times in less than 4 years, and none of those stops resulted in any charges.
Yeah. Well, how does this report reflect on, either directly or indirectly, the death of Freddie Gray, dragged into a police van, his neck broken on the ride this last April of last year? All the officers charged in his death, three were acquitted. The state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, dropped the charges on the rest. Are people now saying, well, wait, this report has come out. Can we look at that case or other cases through a different prism?
Well, quite frankly, many of the residents in Baltimore believe that this is nothing new. We knew this. There were two previous cases before Freddie Gray. You had a case of Tyrone West, who died while in police custody, although that case wasn't declared a homicide. You had a case of Anthony Anderson, who died while in custody, only that was declared a homicide, but charges were never brought about that case. Mm-hmm. So it's something that residents knew about, but now there is quantifiable facts to back up what many residents believe, that the Baltimore Police Department is discriminatory towards African Americans.
And it sounds like their commissioner is agreeing that there are definitely examples of that. So leaders beginning the process of a plan to change police practices in the city. What's the sense of how long that will take?
It's going to take a long time. The Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake said that it didn't begin overnight, so we're not going to get out of this overnight. She made a point to point out some of the reforms that she implemented before the report came out, like body cameras and putting cameras in the van that record. And Kevin Davis himself, our police commissioner, he has been through a consent decree process in Prince George's County, Maryland, outside of D.C.
Yeah.
And so it looks like the city is a little bit ahead of the ball this time.
Well, and Kenny, you know, people still in the neighborhood need the police. Often the police are often called in neighborhoods because people need them. Just very quickly, are there police who are saying, yes, we want to fix this?
Well, interesting. We haven't heard from any. Well, the report says everybody says it needs to be fixed, but not everybody exactly agrees on the remedy.
On how to do it. Kenny Burns, Metro reporter, WIPR in Baltimore. We'll stay with you as this story unfolds. Kenny, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.